Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast. On October 11th, 1993, 9-year-old Stephanie Crane vanished from Chalice Lanes. From a bowling alley in the small town of Chalice, Idaho, despite extensive searches, years of investigation, and numerous theories, her whereabouts remain a mystery to this day. In the decades that have passed, her disappearance has left a profound mark on the Chalice community and garnered the interest of investigators, local residents, and true crime enthusiasts nationwide. Tonight, we take a deep dive into the timeline, the search, the community response, various investigative leads, and the wider significance of the case, all while acknowledging that even after so many years, many questions remain unanswered. Chalice, Idaho is a small town situated in Custer County in central Idaho. Nestled among mountains and surrounded by rivers, Chalice has historically been a tight-knit community where everyone knows their neighbors. Children often play outside and families enjoy the outdoors. In the early 90s, it was the kind of place that felt safe for a child to ride a bike around town, catch a movie at the local theater, or hang out at the bowling alley with friends. Living in a small town fosters a sense of communal trust and security. Parents rely on neighbors, teachers, and close friends to help watch over children, and kids grow up having to run out of the place without the same kind of urban fears. In 1993, that sense of safety was very much a hallmark of Chalice. This is part of what makes Stephanie Crane's disappearance so unsettling. For such a thing to happen in a small, family-oriented place like Chalice fundamentally rattled residents' sense of security. People ask themselves, how could this happen here? And are our children truly safe? All of a sudden, a town once characterized by trust, which was plunged into a prolonged state of uncertainty and fear. Stephanie Crane was born on September 28, 1984, and was described by friends and family as an outgoing and adventurous 9-year-old who loved the outdoors, animals, and sports. She had just recently celebrated her 9th birthday before she disappeared. Growing up in Chalice, Stephanie spent her days enjoying simple rural life, playing with siblings and friends, attending her elementary school classes, and participating in community activities. Family members and friends remember Stephanie as a spunky girl who was eager to try new things. On the day she went missing, she had gone to the bowling alley, an establishment popular among kids and families in Chalice, especially during the cooler months. She was last seen wearing a maroon and white sweatshirt, maroon pants, and matching maroon and white shoes. Her distinctive outfit makes the memory even more haunting for those who recall seeing her on that day. Although specific details can vary slightly based on different witness accounts and law enforcement notes, the broader strokes of the day's events are consistent. One, afternoon departure. Stephanie finished her school day and, like many kids, headed out to enjoy her free time. It was a Monday, just an ordinary start to a week for most people in Chalice. Although the exact time of her arrival at Chalice Lanes is uncertain, she was definitely at the bowling alley in the afternoon. She is said to have been there with friends, engaging in that typical small-town pastime. We're going to take a quick break from this episode, and I'd like to discuss my sponsor, NordVPN, the service that keeps me confident and secure every time I go online. If you're not familiar, a VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and NordVPN is one of the best out there for keeping your browsing activity under wraps. Why do I use NordVPN? First, it gives me total online privacy. When you connect NordVPN servers, all your internet data is encrypted. That means snoopers, advertisers, and even your internet provider can't see your personal info or track your digital footprints. It's like having an invisible cloak for your online life. Second, NordVPN is awesome for unblocking geo-restricted content. Love streaming sports from overseas or catching up on that show that isn't available in your country yet? Just open NordVPN, pick a server from one of their thousands of locations worldwide, and boom, you'll have access to content you couldn't see before. Plus, with speeds faster than ever, you can stream in high definition without those pesky buffering interruptions. Now let's talk simplicity. NordVPN's app is super user-friendly. Whether you're on a phone, laptop, or tablet, you can connect with just one click. And if you ever get stuck, their customer support is there 24/7. Another big highlight, NordVPN has a no-logs policy, which means they never track or store your data. Your digital world stays yours alone. Lastly, if you travel often like me, NordVPN really comes in handy. Whether you're on public Wi-Fi at airports, hotels, or coffee shops, your data is always at risk. But with NordVPN, you can safeguard your connection and keep hackers at bay. No more worrying about whether your coffee shop Wi-Fi is safe. So if you're serious about protecting your privacy, accessing global content, and just having peace of mind online, NordVPN is the way to go. Give it a try, and I promise you'll wonder why you waited so long. Hit the link in the description to learn more and grab a special deal. Stay safe out there. Happy browsing with NordVPN. Now let's get back to the rest of our episode.
Multiple witnesses later confirmed seeing Stephanie at the bowling alley. She was reportedly last seen around 6 p.m. Some say they spotted her playing a game on the arcade machines. Others recall glimpses of her at the snack bar. By most accounts, she seemed in good spirits, just a regular kid enjoying a day at a familiar local hangout. Sometime after 6 p.m., Stephanie is believed to have left the bowling alley on foot. Chalice Lane is located near the town's main street, and would not have been unusual for a local child to walk home or to another nearby location, given Chalice's small size. Some accounts mention that Stephanie was heading in that direction of a local video store. However, the details remains particularly unclear because the next steps of her movement become murky. No one seems to have conclusively spotted her after she left the immediate vicinity of the bowling alley. When Stephanie didn't return home that evening, her family grew concerned. By early nightfall, it was evident that something was amiss. Concern gave way to panic as family and friends realized she hadn't shown up at her house, nor was she with any friends. Local police were soon alerted, and a preliminary search began that night. When news got out that Stephanie was missing, the small town and community of Chalice rallied. Neighbors, friends, and even strangers joined forces, combing local streets, backyards, trails, and open fields. It wasn't long before local authorities expanded the search efforts, employing ground searches, canine units, helicopter and aerial support, and media alerts. Despite these efforts, by the end of the first week, no firm leads emerged. The case, which had begun with the hope of finding a missing child who might just be lost, started to take on a more ominous tone. When a child goes missing, the initial phase usually treats the case with an urgent search for a runaway or a child who might have wandered off. Very quickly, though, authorities expand the scope to include potential foul play. There is no evidence of a simple disappearance. In Stephanie's case, law enforcement worked through several investigative steps. Interviewed friends, families, and witnesses. Police interviewed family members, bowling alley staff, and any witness who might have seen Stephanie on October 11th. The goal was to establish a firm timeline and ascertain if anyone noticed unusual activity or suspicious individuals in the area. Next, examine surveillance and receipts. In 93, surveillance cameras were not as widespread as they are now, especially in a small rural community. Nevertheless, law enforcement sought out any available security footage from local businesses, including the bowling alley, convenience stores, or the video store Stephanie might have been headed towards. Most leads ended in dead ends. Then they considered possible suspects and person of interest. In child disappearance cases, investigators typically first look close to the child's circle, family members, family friends, neighbors, and authority figures with access to the child. Stephanie's family members and their acquaintances were interviewed and at times re-interviewed. As the investigation progressed, authorities also looked into any local residents with a history of violent crimes or sexual offenses. However, no one was ever conclusively named as a suspect in Stephanie's disappearance. And then, of course, you have polygraph tests and, of course, in small towns, rumors. Occasionally, law enforcement might use polygraph tests to confirm or refute details offered by those closest to the missing individual. Over time, rumors circulated around town about who had or hadn't been tested, who might have failed a test, and who might be hiding information. However, official information about the polygraph results is scant, and no official statement from law enforcement has ever pointed to a singular person as responsible. And then, expansion beyond Chalice. When nothing definitive arose from local inquiries, the investigation expanded to neighboring towns, counties, and eventually other states. Missing person flyers were distributed across Idaho and the broader Northwest region. Agencies collaborated in an effort to cross-reference potential sightings or relevant criminal activity. The hope was that Stephanie or someone who knew something might have left the immediate area. In a small town like Chalice, the disappearance of one child resonates deeply with every family, friend, and neighbor. Teachers at Stephanie's school were suddenly faced with empty desks and traumatized students, many of whom were her classmates. Parents became protective, sometimes refusing to let their kids walk alone to places they had always been permitted to go. Community events and daily routines were overshadowed by a sense of tension and grief. Over time, the community organized candlelight vigils, prayer services, and fundraising events designed to keep the search going. Volunteers distributed posters and pamphlets far and wide. Awareness campaigns spread Stephanie's name and image, driven by the unwavering hope that she might still be out there. Small billboards cropped up around the region, displaying a photo of Stephanie with words urging anyone with information to come forward. While local law enforcement worked tirelessly, the community's watchfulness grew into something that occasionally bordered on paranoia.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is back. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, and so much more. Plus, get an extra $45 off when you use code PERFECTION during checkout at omahasteaks.com today. This sale only happens twice a year, which means it's the perfect time to stock up on the world's best steak experience with America's original butcher. With five generations of family-owned experience, Omaha Steaks are hand-selected from the finest grain-finished beef, naturally aged at least 28 days to maximize tenderness, and hand-carved by master butchers, with every bite backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $45 off with code PERFECTION at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $45 off with code PERFECTION. Minimum purchase may apply.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Well, innocent strangers passing through were sometimes viewed with suspicion. One of the painful lasting legacies of Stephanie's disappearance was that many residents realized the illusion of safety in their small town could be shattered in an instant. As the months turned into years, each subsequent unsolved missing child case in America served as a brutal reminder to the people of Chalice that their own mystery was still open-ended. In the months following Stephanie's disappearance, various leads emerged. Some tips came from people who genuinely believed they had spotted the missing girl in another Idaho town, or even in another state. Others came from individuals who were either seeking attention or inadvertently providing false memories. Law enforcement followed up on each reported sighting and clue, but each one led to a dead end. Over the years, certain patterns emerged. Continued family advocacy. Stephanie's loved ones did everything within their power to keep her name in the media. They cooperated with law enforcement, participated in interviews, issued public pleas for help. Even as hope would wane in the face of repeated disappointments, the family pressed forward, determining not to let Stephanie become just another cold case. In a small community, rumors can spread quickly. Some were convinced that a stranger passing through town had kidnapped Stephanie. Others speculated that someone local, maybe someone known to the family, was behind the disappearance. Stories circulated about unusual people in the vicinity around the date of her disappearance, but there was never any conclusive evidence to identify a culprit or even official suspect. National missing children organizations, such as the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, entered the picture. They created age-progressed images of Stephanie, distributed these images to the public, and highlighted her case alongside other missing children. This work is crucial in long-term missing child investigations, as it helps the public visualize how a missing child might appear as they grow older. Any high-profile missing person case is bound to develop numerous theories as people try to make sense of the unknown. Stephanie Crane's disappearance is no exception. One of the biggest theories is an abduction by a stranger. One of the most prevalent theories is that Stephanie was abducted by someone passing through town. Highways and major roads connect Challis to other parts of Idaho, and it's possible that a predator or opportunistic individual spotted her walking alone and seized the moment. This would account for the lack of any clear evidence within Challis itself. By the time people realized she was missing, the abductor could have been long gone. Number two was an abduction by someone she knew. Another possibility is that Stephanie was taken by someone familiar to her, someone she might have been inclined to trust. Child abduction cases sometimes involve people within the child's circle. This theory points to the potential that the perpetrator knew the area well enough to keep the crime hidden and perhaps even hide any physical evidence. And number three, accidental death. Some people theorize that Stephanie may have suffered an accident. Maybe she was struck by a vehicle and the driver panicked and hit her body. Or perhaps she wandered off into the nearby wilderness, got lost, and succumbed to the elements. The rugged terrain around Challis can be perilous, and an injury in remote areas could quickly become fatal. However, through searches, failed to uncover remains, clothing, or other evidence. Still, the possibility cannot be ruled out entirely. And of course, number four, foul play by a local resident. Not unheard of for a small town crimes to be committed by a resident who blends into the community. If the perpetrator was someone local, they may have had unique insights into the search patterns, knowing when and where authorities were focusing. They might have taken advantage of that knowledge to stay one step ahead, but no definitive evidence has ever surfaced to pin the blame on any particular individual in Challis. And finally, you have human trafficking. Though less frequently discussed in the early 90s, some investigators today consider the possibility of trafficking. Stephanie's disappearance might fit a scenario where a child is taken for exploitative purposes and transported across state lines. Unfortunately, given the time has elapsed and the nature of such crimes, evidence can be very sparse. This angle remains speculative with no substantial lead confirming it. And the role of media has expanded over the decades and expanded but also shifted, or morphed, I should say. In the 90s, missing person cases often relied on local news coverage, posters, and word of mouth to spread awareness. Over time, the internet and social media have dramatically changed how these cases are publicized. For Stephanie Crane's case, this transformation means that while she disappeared in an era before social media, her memory and the details of her case have found new life on online platforms. Amateur sleuths and internet users with a passion for true crime often discuss Stephanie's disappearance. They dissect timelines, compile information from all newspaper clippings, and speculate on various theories. Sometimes these discussions yield new leads or helpful insights, though they can also perpetuate misinformation if not carefully moderated. Then you have YouTube and podcast coverage. True crime content creators on YouTube and podcasters alike have produced episodes dedicated to Stephanie's story. Through these mediums, a new generation of listeners learns about her case. Sometimes episodes lead to tips being submitted to law enforcement, although no major breakthroughs have been reported from such tips. And of course, age progression images online. And like we mentioned, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and other organizations periodically release updated age progression images of Stephanie. imagining what she might look like as a teenager, a young adult, and now, even in her late 30s. These images circulate on social media, keeping the possibility alive that someone might recognize her. Though media efforts have never solved Stephanie's disappearance outright, they serve an essential function. They keep her name in the public consciousness, preventing the case from fading completely. For Stephanie's family, the years following her disappearance have undoubtedly been filled with anguish, uncertainty, and heartbreak. One of the most painful aspects of a missing person's case is the lack of closure. Without solid evidence of a crime or an accident, families are left in a tormenting limbo between hope and despair. First off, they're, you know, living with the what if. What if Stephanie is alive and out there somewhere? What if she was taken and is trying to return home? What if she suffered an accident that very night and they just haven't found her remains? These questions haunt the family daily. And then they keep the memory alive. Over the years, family members have spoken publicly about their memories of Stephanie, sharing photographs, recounting happy moments, and remind the community of the bright young girl who vanished too soon. And of course, they continue to interact with law enforcement, speaking out, interviews. And the Custer County Sheriff's Office has changed leadership and personnel multiple times since 93. Each new sheriff and investigator inherits the Stephanie Crane case file, which remains open. Over the years, law enforcement has reinvestigated old leads, collaborated with state and federal agencies, and of course, encouraged public tips. Over the time, numerous factors have made solving Stephanie's disappearance increasingly difficult. There's a lack of physical evidence. As the years go by, memories fade, potential witnesses have moved away or passed away. There's a technological limitation of the time. And like we mentioned, in 93, video surveillance systems, electronic records, and forensic technology were not as advanced as they are today. And of course, you have remote terrain. Like we mentioned, if Stephanie met with an accident off the beaten path, finding evidence in such difficult terrain would be extremely challenging. Likewise, if someone disposed of evidence in a remote area, discovering it could be near impossible. In modern investigations, advancements in DNA analysis, forensic genealogy, and scientific techniques have revolutionized how cold cases can be re-examined. There's DNA testing, forensic genealogy, and advanced search technologies. As of this episode, the disappearance of Stephanie Crane is still considered an open case. Law enforcement encourages anyone with new information to contact the Custer County Sheriff's Office of Idaho or the Idaho State Police. Every so often, the case is revisited by local journalists or true crime reporters who delve into old files and try to spark new conversations. The case remains unsolved but not forgotten. In every story shared, every tip called in, every article written, there's a thread of hope that the right person might come forward, or that the right piece of evidence might be discovered, unlocking the mystery. Stephanie Crane's disappearance remains one of Idaho's most enduring mysteries. For nearly three decades, her family, friends, and community have grappled with an agonizing lack of closure. Despite the massive search efforts, the media attention, the evolution of investigative technology, and the unwavering dedication of law enforcement, the answers to Stephanie's whereabouts remain elusive. In the meantime, Stephanie's memory lives on in the hearts of those who knew and loved her. Annual ceremonies that illuminate chalices dark October nights, and in the cautionary lessons that parents everywhere have taken to heart. Although time continues to move forward, the quest to find Stephanie and understand what happened to her is far from over. As each year passes, the collective wish remains the same, that justice and closure will eventually emerge from the silence. That Stephanie's story will not remain unfinished forever. Let me know your thoughts on this case in the comments section below. Give me some of your theories of what you think happened. And of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. The bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see you next time.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.